This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. The House Oversight Committee held its first hearing on the topic of the U.S. southern border, where a record number of migrants are crossing. Speaking with Border Patrol chiefs, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert raised issues such as migrant deaths along the border, the morale of Border Patrol agents, and concerns about, quote, gotaways.
Would you agree that gotaways included convicted criminals, terrorists, drug traffickers, or even gang members?
Ma'am, as I've stated, I don't think I can suppose anything.
Well, Boebert blamed the Biden administration. Democratic lawmakers say the White House has taken actions to deal with the influx, like more funding for border security. The committee's next hearing tomorrow will be on social media bias, focused on Twitter and Hunter Biden's laptop. Denver International Airport is the world's second largest, as far as the land it covers, but it's not just runways and concourses. Nature thrives there, too. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that a new deal will turn swaths of that land into open space.
The airport announced it handed over management of 580 acres of prairie to Denver Parks and Recreation. That's almost 440 football fields. The area, an extension of First Creek Open Space, has some of the last historic grassland prairie in the city. Trails will connect the open space to Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge and the airport itself. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Plan for another sunny day tomorrow across the Front Range, but a quick-moving system will bring snow for parts of the state tomorrow night into Thursday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.